champagne wishes, caviar dreams, but money can't buy you love. And after next week, it's not going to be able to get you a window seat on the Concorde anymore either. The supersonic airplane makes its last transatlantic flight next week after nearly 30 years of commercial service. NPR Science Friday host Ira Flatow was on the scene at Dulles International Airport just outside Washington, D.C., when the Concorde made its first commercial landing in the U.S. in 1976. Let's listen to a clip from his news report.
Finally, the tower gave the go-ahead for the approach, and the first commercial supersonic airplane began its landing at Dulles.
Ira, a historic
moment.
Who was that guy?
Such a young-sounding guy back then.
Well, there he was, witnessing history, huh?
Hard to believe. And, you know, that was the loudest thing I ever covered. I mean, I've been to shuttle launches, all kinds of... But we literally were on the apron of the runway as the Concorde came by. It was the loudest sound I'd ever heard in my life.
Yeah. But it was also a plane that people were really excited about. I can't imagine a new airplane debuting now and people, you know, getting all... They were wild about it then.
They were wild. It was supposed to be the era... A whole new era of supersonic transportation flight. You'd be able to cross the Atlantic Ocean in just a matter of a few hours. You'd be able to then zip across the United States.
And more than that, I mean, the Concorde people went back, they talked about the whole history of transportation. Here's a British Airways official you quoted in that report. Here he is.
The Mayflower took 66 days across the Atlantic. In the 19th century, ships took about 4 weeks. The great liners used to take about 4 days. We took less than 4 hours. I think that Concorde can claim the blue ribbon of the Atlantic.
Yeah, and the blue bloods, too. But, you know, the ribbons are fine. They were supposed to, though, get a fleet of 300 jets built after that first flight.
Never happened. You know, the Concorde came in at the peak of the environmental movement in this country in the 70s. And two things happened. First, people were worried that a fleet of hundreds of Concordes might open up a huge gap in the ozone hole. So number one, that meant they had to reduce the number of flights. The number of those 300 were now down to a few dozen, perhaps. Second, the Concorde, because it created a sonic boom, American citizens were afraid of having sonic booms going across the country, hundreds of them a day. So, a regulation was passed that a Concorde could not fly at a supersonic speed across the United States. So the whole idea of having the Concorde now as a giant, quick, you know, supersonic plane flying across the U.S., why have them?
So the last flight is set for October, New York to London. Is this really the end? Kids are going to have to give up their Concorde dreams?
You know, I've heard about this. I saw a Concorde the other day. I was coming into JFK in New York, and one was literally taxiing up to the next gate next to me. And it really, I felt this little throb in my chest about this could be one of the last times I ever see the Concorde, and I really liked the plane. So I talked to some Concorde people, and there were rumors that this may survive in another life, perhaps, as a charter jet. There were talks that someone might buy them out. Who knows what will happen? We'll just have to wait and see.
Ira Flatow, host of NPR's Science Friday, a regular Thursday guest on Day to Day. You can hear his entire original report at our website, npr.org.